Hey friend, welcome back to another episode where we're talking about conquering our goals. And today, I'm using an example of a big audacious goal that maybe some of you might relate to, and I'm breaking it down into smaller projects and action steps. This is to expand on what we talked about yesterday, which was taking our big goals and breaking them down into simple steps. The example I'm going to use is a big one. Running a half marathon and shedding some pounds along the way. This is one that I have had and done in the past, but I've been kind of off the running and healthy weight train for a while. So it is now, again, a big audacious goal that seems unattainable unless I break it down into baby steps. So today I'm breaking it down into manageable steps, hoping that you can use this example and apply it to your own big goals. I'm going to pretend that you have this same big audacious goal as me. So, are you ready to get after it? Let's go. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough? No matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. All right, let's start by, remember step one in basically achieving a big audacious goal is first to just define the vision. So let's start by painting a picture of success. So I'm imagining, and you should imagine yourself crossing the finish line of that half marathon, feeling strong and proud and accomplished. Picture yourself reaching your goal weight and feeling confident and energized and comfortable in your own skin. And remember to think about, why does this matter to you? Maybe it's about proving to yourself that you're capable of doing more than you think, or reclaiming your health and vitality. Whatever your reasons, hold on to that vision and that why, because it is what will keep you motivated when the training gets tough, and it probably will. So I'm actually going to, I guess, name it and proclaim it, and I'm going to start from ground zero. So my first mini goal for this big audacious goal, or my first project, is going to be to run a 5K, because that's a smaller step on the way to running a half marathon. So I've not run in over 2 years and I've gained about 20 pounds. So I'm going to have to give myself some realistic goals and probably a whole lot of grace, but also a little bit of tough love. So for this smaller goal related to the big audacious goal of a half marathon, I'm going to make project number one to have a training plan for finishing a 5K. So now that I've got my vision in mind, I need to remember that running a half marathon requires preparation and consistency, but with the right plan, I know I can do it because I've done it before. So I need to prepare in a way that is safe and realistic. So this first goal toward running the half, to train for a 5K. So that is the project or the mini goal on the way to the big goal. That's project number one, training for a 5K. So I'm going to break that down into actionable steps. So step number one is I need to find or create a training plan. And I actually like to use or modify to some degree the training plans from Jeff Galloway. If you go online, you can find them. He advocates for a run-walk method of training, which is actually very effective and less overwhelming. It's not a whole lot of running. You run just a few days a week, gradually building up your time and mileage. And then the other days are just walking or cross-training days with, of course, a rest day scheduled in there. So I found my training plan, and now that I have the training plan, I need to make sure that I have the appropriate equipment that I need for it. So I need supportive running clothes that hold all my almost 50-year-old body parts where they belong without chafing. And I need some good, stable running shoes. My current running shoes really need to be replaced. I have kind of a goofy gait pattern. My colleague would tell you that too. And it causes my right outer sole to break down way faster than the rest of my shoe, to the point of having no rubber left at all on the bottom of the shoe. And that's the situation that my running shoes are in right now. So wearing those shoes will not be good for my body. I'm going to have to buy or order a new pair of running shoes. So let's say I have all the equipment that I need, and thankfully running doesn't require much. I need to actually plan and schedule my training time. Historically, I'm most consistent if I do it first thing in the morning, but having been off the rails a little bit, I think that's going to take some serious self-talk or a different plan. If I'm just walking, I do best if I can take my lunch break for that, but running causes a whole other level of prep and cleanup, because you can imagine the difference in the sweat that you're going to see on this old lady. So I need to consider what I have before and after my scheduled running time in terms of work meetings, because remember, I work full time and I don't want to show up to some meetings looking all hanky. But this is where the danger is now, because I will overanalyze and procrastinate this even further. So what I need to do is I just need to make a plan, I need to schedule it, and I need to start it, and then adjust it if I need to. So the next step in this project of running a 5K is to really create some accountability. And if you really want to stay accountable to your goals, you need to set SMART goals. Goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. That spells out SMART. So if I'm going to achieve my mini goal of running a 5K, I need to set a date. So I know myself well enough to know that what I have to do personally is I need to find a 5K race and I need to register for it. That will make me commit to my training plan. So I'm going to say that my goal is to run a 5K on July 1st, 2024. Now, let's take that little goal and run it through the SMART test. Is this specific? Yes, it is specific. The goal is I'm going to run a 5K. Is it measurable? Yes, 5K is a measurable distance. Is it attainable? Yes, it's currently March, and that gives me 15 weeks to work up to a 5K. And ironically, the training plan that I just found is a 15-week training plan that basically starts from ground zero and works up to a 5K. Yikes. I literally didn't know or plan that, you guys. It must be confirmation that I'm supposed to get my hind end moving and do this thing. So anyway, we've done the S, the M, and the A of SMART. How about the R? Is this goal relevant? Well, yeah, it's very relevant to my big audacious goal to eventually run a half marathon. And it's relevant in contributing to better health, hopefully some weight loss, and having more energy as I am literally a day away from turning 50, y'all. Yep, it's true. Okay, I digress. Finally, the last test is this goal time-bound. Yes, it is time-bound because I am setting July 1st, 2024 as my deadline. So, I'm going to now give you an example of something that would not check all of the boxes of a SMART goal and therefore would probably result in me being less likely to achieve my bigger goal. Well, even my smaller goal, which certainly would make it less likely to achieve my bigger goal. So here's a different way of setting a goal that wouldn't meet the SMART test. Someday, before I get too old, I want to be able to finish a running race. This goal is not specific. It is not measurable. It is probably attainable, but I have set no roadmap for myself. It is relevant, but it is certainly not time-bound. So if you think about these, which goal would you guess that I or you would be more likely to successfully achieve? The goal to run a 5K on July 1st, or the goal to someday, before I get too old, finish a running race? Well, maybe you are better at motivating yourself than I am, but most people would be far more likely to actually achieve the first goal. It is otherwise too easy to keep putting it off, just like I've been doing for the last 2 years. Y'all, in August of 2021, I ran a Ragnar relay. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but basically a team of 12 people run around the clock to run hundreds of miles. We ran from St. Paul, Minnesota to Duluth, Minnesota. So each runner has to run three different runs, averaging a total of anywhere from 13 to 17 or so. I think one person total over 19 miles. But anyway, my runs, so just a couple of years ago, well, almost three, I ran three different runs over the course of 30 hours. One was about 3 miles. One was over 8 miles in the dark all by myself with coyotes howling. And another one was 5.5 or something in that range. So three runs with no sleep and crammed into a van with six other people. And then I accomplished that, and sadly, I basically stopped running, which wasn't smart, but I was focused on work and starting this show and my coaching certification, and anyway, I am starting almost from scratch. But I know I have done that before, and it is possible. Like anything else, I just have to break it down into realistic, single-step action items. I use a really simple training plan, like I said, because I'm not especially concerned with speed, and I just want to cross the finish line without injuring my body in the meantime. And again, I work full-time, in addition to my podcasting and my coaching and helping my husband with remodel projects in Canada, so it needs to be ultra-realistic. So now, let's look at project number two when it comes to the big audacious goal of losing weight and running a half marathon. Well, I need to be more intentional about my nutrition because I need to adequately fuel my body, but not overindulge just because I'm maybe burning a few more calories. So to break this project down around nutrition, my action steps might look something like this. Step number one, I need to meal plan. Step number two, I need to make sure I grocery shop according to my meal plan. Step number three, I need to use the balanced plate method of eating or track my food intake and my exercise output so that I can kind of see where I'm at from a calorie in, calorie out standpoint. And in the past, I used MyFitnessPal because it's pretty user-friendly and you can actually input a lot of kind of data about your height, weight, your weight loss goals, your macro goals, things like that. Step number four for nutrition is to reduce or avoid takeout and instead cook at home. Step number five, pack my lunch and snacks. Step number 6, keep my water bottle full and handy and make sure to stay hydrated. And step number 7, pay attention to my fullness and my hunger cues. In other words, practice mindful eating so that I'm less likely to overeat and I give my body the fuel that it needs. Hey friends, March is my birthday month and I want to focus on an attitude of gratitude this month. I'm turning 50 and I have so much to be grateful for, and I want to revive my daily journaling around gratitude. I've actually developed a 7-day gratitude journal that is free. If you go to my website, you can join me in this practice of gratitude. Go to gracefilledleader.com and there's a little link that says freebies at the top. Click on there and scroll down and you will see a printable 7-day gratitude journal with scriptural prompts and questions that will help you as you develop this habit of gratitude. So grab your free copy today. So let's do another project related to this big audacious goal. So my project number 3 is going to be strength and cross training. So while running might be the main event, I typically make the mistake of not mixing things up with some strength and cross training. And unfortunately, aging makes that even more essential for avoiding injury. I know myself well enough to know that I am going to need extra accountability in this area. So, you know how I talk about coaches needing coaches? Well, this is one of those areas where I need someone else to tell me what to do and give me a reason to show up and commit. So, here are my action steps for this project. Number 1, I'm going to sign up for some personal training 2 times a week. Number 2, I'm going to schedule it just like any other appointment. Number 3, I am going to honor my appointment. Number 4, I'm going to show up. And number 5, I'm going to do what they tell me to do. That one's pretty simple once I just take the action of signing up. And finally, one more project around this big audacious goal, and I'm going to call it mindset and motivation. While it is last, it is certainly not least. So mindset is probably one of the biggest things that you need to pay attention to when it comes to running, because when you get really tired, you need to have a mental game to keep you going. So step number 1 will be to do my best to cultivate and maintain a positive mindset. Step number 2 will be to find sources of inspiration that keep me motivated. For me, that might be pictures of myself having finished races in the past or really good energizing music when I run. That's a favorite of mine. It might be finding someone that will support, encourage, and hold me accountable, whether that's my colleague, my daughter, my coach, or all of the above. Step number 4 will be to set realistic goals and expectations and then celebrate the progress that I make along the way, no matter how small. And finally, I need to not forget to practice self-care and give myself grace on the tough days. That's a word for you too, my friend. Whatever your goals and your circumstances, give yourself some grace. And remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. So, I hope you are feeling inspired and ready to lace up your running shoes with me or chase down whatever your own goals are. Remember, the big audacious goal might seem daunting, but with a clear vision and a solid plan broken down into bite-sized pieces, you truly can achieve anything you set your mind to. If it's not running or weight loss, I hope that you can use this example and apply it to one that you have, demonstrating the breaking down of a big goal into smaller, more realistic goals and action steps. So until next time, my friends, keep pounding the pavement and chasing those dreams literally and figuratively. And as always, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace.
I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.